VFW Mobile.
Rage Kicks. Afternoon, Ken.
NN Douglas. This is KO4NNN.
Patrick, I'm having a phone call come through.
No problem. I think you had another call in station there, too.
This is KO4NNN. Yeah, I just put a homemade J-pole up in a tree, and I was just wondering how it was doing.
Fully copyable, but there is some white noise along with it.
Well, yeah, I'm working on it. Hadn't got the SWR exactly where it needs to be yet, but it's 1.14. I'm still working on it. KO4NN.
That you sounding good and clear. It just got that white noise with you. So I don't know what to tell you on it. I'm new to this myself, so.
Yeah, did you say your name was Patrick?
It's KO4HKX, and I'm Patrick.
Okay, I'm Randy. I live down here in Dawkins, sort of down in a hole near Silver Lake.
Hey, I live in Bavard. I'm down here running my tool route right now, so I'm in and out all day long.
What'd you say?
I own a Matco tool franchise, sell mainly to mechanics, but to anybody else that can use them also.
And you probably know my neighbor, Tim.
Dairy Berry.
That's him. Yeah, I live right next to Tim.
Roger that. So you watching his mansion go up?
Touched every step of it. Yeah, he's still working on it every week. Ain't somebody down there building a deck or something. So that Matco 2 business is supposed to be pretty good.
Doing real well at it, that's for sure. I'm not so much right now. My tool truck got totaled the week of Thanksgiving, and I'm having to drag a trailer around, and it's been tough.
Tired. I just got my technician's license about a month ago, and I'm just experimenting with stuff and, you know, just trying to figure all this stuff out.
My license in September, so I'm not that far ahead of you.
So, ham radio guy helped me build this J-pole, and my standing wave is 1.17, which is not bad, but I don't have my J-pole exactly vertical.
Well, right now, I just recently picked me up a rig to put in the house, so that I could actually start working on something there.
My wife put me in the basement. She says she's tired of listening to it.
KN4TFW Mobile. You got rid of the phone call.
I don't remember your name, but there's another gentleman here with us.
3NNN. That seems to be sort of an odd call number, but it's Nebraska. My name's Grant.
Yeah, did you say Randy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, roger that. The name over here is Ken. And congratulations on getting your ticket.
Yeah, I was going to go take my general last night, but just seemed like I retired about a month ago. And I didn't have time to study. I can't figure that out.
On that honeydew list.
Wife kicked me out of the house and put me down there in the basement. So I had to do a lot of cleaning up and stuff. Yeah, basically, I'm on just a regular propane handheld with just a little bit, you know, and that's about it.
Doing actually pretty good. I live over in Greer right now. I'm headed south on the interstate from Spartanburg.
Well, I was finally able to get a slingshot of golf ball over a fork in a tree, and I cow man's head about 40 foot up, but I had to pull it off of vertical a little bit to vines and limbs. But the SWR is looking a lot better.
He had me a 2 meter rig at the house. I have to do crossband repeat to this one in the car off of my foul bank in order to talk at the house.
I'm going to go take my general last night, and I may could have passed it, but I had my second COVID shot. And on Monday and yesterday, it had me laid up.
Yep, I'm saying that. Hey, come on in here, Patrick.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm having to fight this traffic over here on Rutherford Road right now, trying to get out on Wade Hampton.
Or CKK. Question?
Yeah, come on out of the station.
Hey, this is Mark. You're talking about doing basically a link from your house up to your base station. So just curious, what frequency did you use for your from your portable, I guess, to a base station?
The truck was receiving the 2 meter signal from this repeater and retransmitting it on 70 centimeters. I forget what frequency I was using for. I want to say 440 something, but I don't remember offhand.
Maybe you were using like a FRS GMERS to do what you were doing. You know, I want to set up something similar at the house. I've got a base station and it does well. But when I'm at the house, I've only got the portal, so I was going to talk to the base station and vice versa, but it'll be an in-band repeat.
Capable of cross-band repeat, it shouldn't be too bad. Usually you just, receive on 2 meter and broadcast it out on 70 centimeter, and then on your HT, receive on 70, and then whatever your base here is on 70, it puts back out on 2 meters.
Right. I didn't know if you had a frequency that you knew to use or exactly how you chose to do it, because like I said, I was looking at the FRS GMERS since it's going to be low power coming from the house.
At KO4 HKX, I use 70 centimeter and I use 440.025.
He's 445 is what I was. I had a old ham recommended that frequency, and that's the one I used, but I hadn't been using it in a while, so I don't remember.
Need y'all's info. Didn't mean to break up any conversation, but I heard that, and I was like, hey, man, that was a chance to ask my question. So 73G, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, 73, anytime. Just come on in here. We're usually in here. We'll welcome you into the group.
At KO4CKK, I'll be clear.
Your day.
It wasn't too bad, not really uneventful.
Good. Picked up a couple of new shops today, so that was good.
That thing, right?
Well, you hope it is, but it can be kind of iffy.
They need tools, and their business must be at least on the uphill swing, right?
A lot of these guys will get in over their head thinking their eyeballs are bigger than their wallets are, so you got to be careful with some of that. Still in there?
I'm just sitting here. I'm enjoying learning something. Yeah, y'all got a little over my head when you got talking about the base station off your mobile.
when I'm at the house, the only thing I got to reach 2 meters is a little old Baofeng, and that, and unless I'm standing on my X, it won't hardly make the repeater. But what I do is I can take it and walk the whole subdivision and talk to the truck on 70 centimeters, and then the truck will rebroadcast out on the 2 meter band, and then whatever it hears on the 2 meter, it rebroadcasts out onto the 70 centimeters. It's called cross band repeat.
Up on that a little bit. I guess, you know, being on tool truck, having a radio around probably is nice.
Man, it makes, I do a lot of driving. I got a little bigger area than what Tim's got, I believe. And then I got to drive home because I live in Bavard. So it helps communicate. I'm not just stuck in here by myself riding around all day listening to the same 10 songs over and over again.
Have you ever been down at Tim's?
Yes, sir, I have. Have you seen me in there a couple times, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. I live in the house just right before, on the same side of the road, right before you get to his house. And we've been going down there and sitting around the campfire or the fire pit a little bit, roasting hot dogs.
Live there with the swimming pool's at right there on the fork of the road?
Yep, that's a big white fence.
Right where you're at.
The Matco guys comes down here every now and then, and seem like I get with them and do different things. And he's got him a little helper right now. Doggone doing all his tearing down the boxes and pallets and stuff like that. And he's laid up down in Florida this week.
Yeah, he keeps posting pictures of his feet on Facebook.
Yeah, I know it, man. He keeps posting those pictures. Hey, seems to be having a good time. We stayed at their place last August down there in St. Augustine, and it was really nice. We stayed in it. We was the first one to stay in it after they bought it.
Hadn't been down there to it yet to stay in it. But, yeah, usually we come down to Tim's. He's got the warehouse, we call it. So when we need something, we always call on him.
Well, he was building his house. He was living in a camper inside the warehouse. And I think the county was giving him a pretty hard time. And I'd say, yeah, they come put another red tag on your door.
Time with Greenville County building that place down there, that's for sure.
What do you cover, Patrick?
I am up above Tim. I do a section of Wade Hampton right up against him and then North TR, part of Easley, and then a big swath toward the north of everything since I live in North Carolina.
I'm trying to bring it up to where I can bounce off Mount Mitchell, but I think I live in such a hole, I don't know if I'm ever going to get the reception I need. And I used to, you know, do CB radios and stuff like that, and I love to talk Skip, but I don't really know what to buy.
The question you have to answer on how much money you want to spend right now is the biggest thing. Right now, I have a little ID5100. That was my first mobile radio that I bought, and I'll be honest with you, I really love it because it's got a nice big screen on it where I can see it.
Name of the radio you said?
ID5100A.
Okay, 10-4. Yeah, I think that's one of them that I looked at. I mean, it's not too far, it's not too expensive, and that's what you got in the house.
I have in my mobile right now. I just recently bought me a FT991. I bought it used, and that's what I got in the house now.
I'm talking on an ICOM 2730 and that here in the car right now.
It seems like, you know, everything I look at, it seems like you just get more for your money with ICOM. You know, I've looked at the Kenwoods, such as that. But I talk so low that people say undermodulate. I almost need something I can put a power mic to.
Over here, I mean, I can hear you fine.
Been a problem hearing you at all.
Little cheap connectors off that phone bank, and then I got it run to a VTEC amplifier that's supposed to put out 25 watts, but according to my power meter, it's putting out about 13.
It'd be more than enough. I mean, I'm only running, I think I'm like 25 right now, and I can talk. Man, I can be almost to Asheville or down in Commerce or down in Greenwood and still make the repeater.
15 right now.
I'm I am down in the hole, and I know it's coming off the repeater, but, you know, you guys sound good. I've got a friend that I used to work with. I work for a calibration company, and he's been in AM radios for about 40 years. He helped me build a J-pole, and he wants me to try to get in touch with him in Mount Mitchell, but I just can't hardly get there.
I'm making the Mount Mitchell with 15 watts on my ICOMs also. I have to bump it up and run 50 watts to hit it.
I'm from Greer. Where are you located at, Jerry?
I'm in Duncan. You know where the Blue Beacon's at? He's not too far below that.
Yeah, I'm out here on Wade Hampton running through Lyman right now.
Me here in just a minute.
Over here, why didn't you go up 25?
For HKX, I have too many stops over here on Thursday's day, so I come over here and catch a few stops in the afternoon on Wednesday, and then head back up by your house on 290 to hit 25 again.
And 4 TFW. I'm there at S&S.
Last stop tomorrow. I'm at John's Auto Care right now. I just pulled in the parking lot.
Yeah, that is.
Do you know where Benson's used to be?
They're off of Buncombe, right, isn't it?
No, Benson Chrysler Dodge that used to be right there on Wade Hampton.
Right across the street from
his
old location, right?
I doubled with you on that one.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, the Benson's just moved across the street, right?
That, well, John's Auto Care is just up the street from their old, when they were on the other side. Please drive right by it on your way home.
Creek Road right now. Still in here?
And I was, Gap Creek Road, not far from me at all.
90 there in Greer. But at the house, I have a Yaesu FT450D is what I use, and it works really good.
We both, you know, got our licenses trimmed down, and he lives in Inman, and he's way up on a hill. And he gets a whole lot better reception than I do.
A wire for an antenna, about 107 feet long in a V pattern, about 35 feet to the center is all I use. And I've worked Australia and 58 countries last year.
Oh, really? That's what I like to do. Some distance, I used to years and years ago, and my son got me looking at an IC 2738 ICOM, and I don't know
about
exactly what I
want to know. Patrick has, it'll do the 440, 70 centimeters plus all of the HF stuff, so, you know, that's probably one that where you wouldn't have to have a different radio for at the house.
HKX. Gentlemen, I'm going to hop out here and take care of these customers. Y'all continue on. I'll say 7-3s and get it. And Randy is nice talking to you. If you're still around when I get out, I'll give you a shout. KO4HKX, clear.
Patrick, I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
The name is out again. I was going to Google that radio.
Patrick has is a Yaesu 991. I think they don't make the 991 anymore. More, it's a 991A. The one that I have is a Yaesu FT450D.
That was sort of the kind I was looking at. It's got that big screen. It looks like you can read it.
There's a waterfall on it, and you'd be able to see, you know, where the signals are. Mine doesn't have that. 450D. You just have to, you know, turn the dial and listen for them. And that, but, you know, it wasn't a radio that I would have picked for my first radio, but it was a good deal, and it's, I'm glad I really picked it. Really got to where I like it. Hook up a little bit that time.
I'm sorry, was that, Yazoo 450D?
Yeah, that's what I have at the house.
Well, yeah, that's a little more like in my price range right there.
It's standard, you know, it puts out 100 watts, but like I said, I've worked Australia on it, so I mean, I can't complain. I get good reports on it. Like you said, it won't break the bank. And then I went to the wire man up there off of Highway 11 and got an antenna, a wire antenna from him for, if you know how to solder, it's only about 80 or 90 bucks.
Found out about this guy, the wireman. My son said he just lived up above him, up around
Capitola. Intersection of 101 and Highway 11, right in that area right there.
Okay, I went to his website and looked at some of the shows, some far-right cores and things that he has. And my son was telling me about him. But he's a good guy to talk to, and is he open most of the time?
He's got a little shop there at his house, and yeah, look up, if you're on his website, look up the mystery antenna. I think it's actually called a W5GI mystery antenna, and that's the one that I have.
What frequency does it operate on best? I guess the Yazoo's probably got an antenna tuner built in, right?
It has a tuner on my 450D, but I use an external tuner. But the antenna is good for 6 through 80.
Okay, so you can do 10 meters pretty good?
10's really not open right now. It is a little bit. I mean, I heard them in Brazil. They were on 10 the other day down in South America. And that, but it'll do, yeah, it'll do 20. 20 will be a good one to get other countries, and that it'll do 20 real good, 40 real good, but it'll also do 17, 10, 6.
Is this mystery antenna, is this a dipole, horizontal?
Just center-fed wire, and that's like 53 feet on each side, but I have mine, and I don't have mine, you know, it's totally horizontal. I have it high in the middle and low on each end, an inverted V. So it's 35 feet high in the middle, and on each end, it's only about 4 feet high.
You just use your antenna tuner to tune it to what you need to, where you need to be?
I mean, it's pretty close to start with, and that I just used it for a little bit of fine-tuning.
Yeah, that right there, I think that would maybe be the way I would go, you know, the Zycom. I'm looking at a gigapart for $5.69. You may know where you can get it cheaper.
What more of that Yaesu 450D?
Oh, the 450, it's the 450XD.
You're not too familiar with that one. And that, but like I said, sometimes you can find them on, you know, find them used, but you got to be a little bit careful. I bought mine from my Elmer, and that, so, you know, I knew I was getting a good deal. You, with most of those radios, you'll have to have some kind of power supply for it.
I ordered, I got a 30-amp power supply coming. Okay, I'm looking at the Yazoo FT450D. And I see a price of
$7.99. Not right. You probably pick up a used one for around $5.50 or $6.
You know, just getting started. I think I'm gonna join the Spartanburg Club, and you know, these guys have a lot of knowledge that they can share. You don't want to spend a lot of money when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you
you need to figure out what, you know, listen to all of it and study and then figure out what it is you really want to do, you know, and then go down that route. You know, like the radio Patrick has, you know, it'll do these frequencies we're on right now plus the, you know, the HF long distance stuff and in one radio, whereas mine, as a house, I can only do the, you know, the high frequency.
I haven't found the FT450D. It says 50 megahertz HF, so that's what I'm really looking for. HF through 50 megahertz, so that'll get you 80, 60, 40, 20, 17, 12, and it'll get you 10 and 6. Yeah, Roger. I think I've made contact on everything but 12 meters.
It'd be pretty easy for me to put up an antenna like that and maybe keep my coax as short as possible.
I have a cord running from the top of my house to as high as I could get it in a tree, and then I just lower it down and tie the antenna on it and pull it up. And then I got the each end hooked to the chain link fence, you know, on the other end with another cord, and that, and it works good for me.
Believe I can figure out a way to work yet. Does he make those antennas?
It, where he's already soldered it together, and that, or if you know how to solder in that, you can buy it, you know, probably about $40 cheaper and solder it yourself. But it's made up of like three, it's a, you know, a piece of wire, then it goes into a coax, and then it goes back from the coax to another wire, and then it goes to some ladder line. And that, so you just got to solder each piece together.
It's like a good antenna for what I want to do, because, yeah, I mean, I was used to talking to, you know, really all over the place. This was like 40 years ago, or 50.
And 11 meters CB, probably doing skip. And that here, mine, I've got like, four, I think 46 states so far.
Back when I was talking on them, you know, it was sort of like the Wild Wild West. And it was a ham radio with a dial tuner on it. It was a Celtronic 1011B, and they had it strapped to top of the CB channel, too.
That 450D, it'll tune up on the 11 meter CB channels and that. I mean, I can scroll through them and hear them, and that, you just have to know the frequency for each channel, but you can get on them.
You know, I'm not really interested in that too much now, but so if you're talking distance, most of the time, 20 meters?
Really. 20 meters is a good band to do Europe and that, and you know, they, I hear them guys on it a lot, but I heard South America on 17 meters. I've done South America on 10 meters. I've done Europe on 10 meters. Just 10 meters is really, it's more about the sunspots than that, and it's only open at certain times of the day and certain times of the year. But you can use some of those spotting networks to figure out if it's open or not.
I think in the summertime when it was hot and dry, most time, you know, we could get the best distance.
In Brazil, I've talked to him 3 or 4 times.
Ask you a lot of questions. KNN, K-O-4-N-N-N. I'll just repeat those call signs. That NNN is sort of an unusual call sign.
I ought to get used to doing them and that, but once you get used to them, then when you hear somebody call out, it's just like them calling out their name, KN4TFW.
TFW. Yeah, I'm still going to start keeping a logbook and, you know, write these people's names down because my memory is just not what it used to be.
On that, when I was first getting started, I've only been in it a couple of years myself,
and that, but when I was getting first started, it was like, man, I'll never remember all this stuff, but now it's just pretty much second nature, and I'm usually on every weekday, at least at this time, and if you're an early riser, there's probably 5 or 6 of us that usually talk every morning, I don't know, between 5 and a little after 6.
I told you a while ago if I was talking to Patrick, but yeah, I had my COVID shot, and I haven't studied a lot for my general. I just got my technician about 2 months, and doggone, that thing just really put me down yesterday. I had the shot on Monday.
Doing a lot of people that way. Well, I've made it to the house here in Greer, so I'm going to have to say 73. I enjoyed it, and anytime, just call out for me and that, and I'll be glad to answer any questions. I'm not real good, but I know some things. KN4TFW, 73.
Okay, KN4TFW, 73Z, KO4NNN, standing by.